Rachel.
I'm not doing anything. I don't want to get in a fight with a fucking dragon. We're level three.
He's gonna watch us.
We're level three.
I'm gonna do the same thing. I'm holding my action. He's not attacking us.
Okay, everyone.
Yeah, and I'm motioning like we should get the fuck out of here while it's distracted, getting the horse.
Do you realize all of our stuff is in that cart?
We can come back later.
Everyone, roll your perception.
I don't like that.
I've got a mess over here. I'm not gonna be able to roll properly.
Six.
What's my plus wisdom?
What's my perception?
You really should
write it down here.
Seven.
Six.
I have good fucking perception. I'm
11?
Pissed. 11?
It says something about perception roll. When I rolled, I missed my dice box entirely and hit the table.
Not good. You got 11.
Not great. Not great. I can't hear that.
Oh, shit.
No. Wait, and am I no longer dead? What the fuck is that?
It's new.
Put that back! Put that
back! It's bigger with an uglier head. Oh my god. They're gonna duke it out.
Maybe they'll fight.
They're either mates, and they're there together, or they're gonna start tearing each other apart. I wanna stay for science.
Why does it have a spiky tail? I don't like those guys.
I just want to watch this.
So, I didn't hear that, but I just saw another dragon land. Well, or am I undeafened now?
it was only one round.
One okay, round. I'm good.
But yeah, another dragon land.
I gained my hearing back just to hear that shit.
And yeah, it starts yelling at the other one.
Ooh, is it draconic?
No, just they're like roaring at
they're dragons. It's okay. They might talk eventually. I'll wait. I want to know what they're going to say.
We are leaving right now.
Dragons speak draconic. I understand that.
What? Okay, what are they saying then? They're saying,
they're shouting.
You guys better fucking leave.
No, it's
because we're going to kill you.
They're literally screaming at each other.
Yeah, not interesting. Let's go.
Why is that not interesting to you? You're just looking at two. I bet you've never seen this before in your life.
No, and that's why I want to leave right
now. Okay, so the red dragon starts snapping at the black dragon. The black dragon starts snapping back, and they basically start tackling each other. And, yeah, the ground starts shaking, and trees are falling, so...
I'm sorry, your horse is dead. Oh my God,
I need everyone to roll a dexterity. Saving throw.
Eight
Ooh.
Plus
shit.
Five.
What's my dexterity? Where's that?
Dex.
Hold on.
Five.
God 16. Damn it! 13.
With
13.
What'd you get?
13.
Okay. What'd you get?
Five.
16.
Can you do five?
Five.
Okay, I guess only Rachel and or Avalis and Ricky are the only ones that managed to duck in time.
No!
Banjo and Meadow get smacked as this dragon moves. Its tail hits you guys.
No!
It doesn't work with the way we're standing.
I duck in time?
You duck.
We see it in the dark.
Eve duck.
We look at each other. What?
It's pretty much that. We drop down and you guys both look to your right to see why. Because we're both on your right.
Just like fall to the ground. It's just like
what?
Tail.
Smack. Well, now we're on the ground, too, so don't worry about it.
Meh.
How much damage?
7 damage.
Yeah, but I've got an armor class of 17
plus
right now.
Plus you have an extra 5 points right now.
So...
I don't.
This was a dexterity.
I'm just beautiful.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's a saving throw.
It doesn't count against your armor.
Yeah.
It's
but
a dex save.
But I've got armor.
The armor
matter.
Does nothing
you
on
have
the
an
dex
extra
save.
5 hit points right now because of how beautiful
I was. What about my cloak of
at?
Protection?
Doesn't matter.
No.
It protects
what does it say?
I don't know.
You have to read what the cloak of protection says.
I don't know.
What is its ability?
I don't know.
Why didn't you write it down?
I wrote down I get plus one.
Plus one to your armor. That means nothing else. It means you get plus one to your armor class. It doesn't save you on a dex saving throw.
So how much did that? What, 3?
7.
7?
You took 7 damage. No, you still have the plus 5 because they're temporary hit points.
And we haven't disengaged yet.
Yeah.
I don't have it, because I can't look at myself to enjoy having
it. And then you would have 27 current hit points.
So the dragons are currently beating the crap out of each other. Ashley.
I can't math.
I just want to go right now. I'm gonna grab Banjo. I'm gonna move. We're going. They're leaving. Find a tree or something. We're gonna go the way.
Okay, move your characters.
Why? Because they're on this side. Wait, you're still on the ground.
You can have your fun looking at them. We're going.
Okay, assuming you're gonna get the fuck out, Drew.
Yeah, the second I get hit by a dragon and end up on the ground, and then Ricky grabs my back of the neck and is like, "We're going." I'm not complaining.
Okay, I consider you two.
You can't complain. You ain't talking.
Oh, thank God. I continue to not speak and quietly allow myself to be dragged off.
Yep.
You're watching these dragons just go at it.
Look.
Bye, guys.
Why is nobody else? I'm gonna help Meadow up to her feet.
Thanks, friend.
Yeah. And we're just gonna push back just a few squares.
Can we hide behind the trees? Hide behind the tree. Right behind the tree.
Yeah, that's it. You can watch. I just wanna watch from a distance.
I found the chocolate. It was all at the bottom. So crisis averted.
There we go. Okay, how about the crisis of there's two dragons?
Yeah.
With their stuff. I'm admiring them.
With all of our rations.
You just get to start admiring?
Oh, basically. All of our rations. All of our things.
Okay, so that's your action. Jello, what are you doing?
So to be fair, I had that. At least
your friend is sitting there watching dragons beat the crap out of each other.
You want to stand with her?
Fuck this country. Fuck this country so hard.
Okay.
I'm never coming back again.
Jello and Rachel, please do your dexterity saving throw.
I gotta stop covering my little rolling area. You're a shitty dice. You go over here.
Bad dice. Dice jail for you.
Ooh. What was that again? Saving throw? Dexterity?
Was good? Yeah. Ooh, two. Or a bad? Ooh.
13.
7.
We're also hiding behind a tree.
Rachel. Okay. You take half of this, Rachel takes full damage.
What?
15 fire damage as this guy tries to burn the other one.
We're hiding. Well, the tree is wood.
The tree is wood.
The tree will protect us.
We're hiding behind the tree. Wood!
Oh, God! It's
mine! I'm still down here. Hi, baby!
No, Emily's under the table.
Oh, something nipped at my foot. I was like, what was that?
What?
No, it's just Emily.
What is my bull god?
Oh, my, you just got hit with, like.
Can I shout right now?
Why are you shouting? Wait, you can speak the language.
Yeah.
And can it comes hear, out. Do we just, like, feel like a burst of heat as we're, like, just,
how much
like,
did that
right,
take?
Like, still within,
half
I'm sure
15,
we can, like, we're still within ice,
down
like,
seven.
We can see them, but we're just, like,
21.
Oh, yeah, you felt the heat.
What is my
it's a nice,
nothing?
Deep, swampy part
because
here.
It's
oh,
deck saving.
Gross this, and then
so, like,
get lit on
if
fire.
I was to cast a magic spell at you, your armor doesn't help that.
Because you guys
oh,
are off
shit.
The field, you guys are considered hidden.
Yeah. Yep.
Can I just shout, do you fucking mind in Draconic?
Can I move to the other tree?
Same.
This dog really likes my feet.
Aww. Hi, Emily. No, I don't have food for you, but I'll give you pets.
Okay, so this is what you see.
Okay, she's missing much
teeth. The black dragon tilts his head up and just, you guys don't understand. You hear like a Rogers person. And basically, the black one goes, what? And the red one takes the opportunity to basically grab the black one by the neck, and just you see a dragon version of a suplex. He picks up the black one, and he basically, you hear them crashing into trees, and then they just keep going and, like, tumbling.
In my head, I'm like, you go, red dragon. That black dragon killed the fucking horse.
Do I know anything about dragons? Like, which ones are good or bad?
Can I root for the red dragon? Team red dragon.
In? Love that game.
Are you gonna still sit there and watch them beat their captures or get
how far did
away?
They get away?
How far are they? Like, are they away from
if
the
if we're
cart?
Hidden, like, we're out of the way.
Yeah.
We don't have to, like, we're not like, to book it. Like, just safe distance, safe distance.
How far are they away from the cart?
Because that's still our cart.
Okay, so at this point.
Why are you digging in for more stuff?
No.
We're putting them away. Okay, good.
Finn's like, oh, what's going on there?
Kill him, Finn. Kill him.
So eventually, the dragons take to the air, and they start having an aerial battle far from you guys.
That's cool. I'm going to go to the cart and take enough rations for, like, a few days.
We'll come back now.
Yeah. It's safe.
Yeah, about that. You go back to the cart, and it's smoldering. Your rations, though, some of them are okay.
I'm going to pick three.
The horse is extra crispy now.
An extra dead. I'm just gonna grab some rations and just start, you know.
Rachel, move us back to the cart. Yeah. I'm gonna just try and, like, look through the carts, see what I can salvage, basically.
Yeah.
You get enough supplies to last you a couple more days. Obviously, your gold wasn't in there, yes?
No.
No. I'm assuming we keep our gold, like, in our
pocket. It's on my pocket. It's always on me.
You're fine.
Ain't nobody pickpocketing me.
I keep my gold on me because I still don't even trust Ricky yet with that. I don't know. He might be like, yeah, see, that's why I don't
should not
keep it on my person. I'm like, he not seems like a either. Nice guy when it works for him.
It's not safe there either.
Don't make us be friends just out of convenience, Ricky. Yeah, you keep sipping your drink like you're innocent. I see that face.
My glittery frost highlight and sparkly hair just melts away now that battle's done. You don't have your 5 hit points anymore.
Oh.
Okay. It's only temporary.
Fruity marshmallow. It's a fucked up combo.
So I'm pretty sure it's only during battles from the sound of it.
Suddenly,
No, do not.
See, everyone is fine.
I took freaking 50. Oh, wait, I took 15 fire damage. I calculated wrong.
Yeah.
But you still had that temporary 5 when you got hit. Ooh, so right. The 5's gone now.
So you don't, yeah, so technically you don't.
So you took 10. 10.
That is weird.
You guys took those damage too. I didn't take any damage, guys.
So much damage. Got deafened.
Yeah.
Because you are dexterous enough.
Ha! I would hope so.
Finn, are you eating the pork?
Aw. Wait. No, I didn't take it. Did I? Why can't I remember what spells I took? Fuck, I should have just cast shield.
Too late now.
Well, yep. Should have thought of that at the time.
At the time.
And now in dragons, maybe shield.
Shield. Good.
Maybe shield.
Allows my reaction.
What challenge level are those dragons? Just wondering.
You don't want
18. Them.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah.
What kind of dragons are they?
Black and red.
That they just go by color?
They go by color.
Oh.
But in this universe is different, so yeah. I don't have to worry about that.
Oh. Just all of them are bad. Do not fight. There's a big stop sign. No.
We're waiting.
I mean, you can eventually.
Distracted by doggos.
Hard not to be.
Sorry, dog was cute.
Your horse is scorched.
Oh yeah, dead and scorched.
I don't come running over, Ricky. Just like the horse is here. Scorched.
The horse is scorched.
Where'd the dragons go?
Oh, they fought. They're in the air.
Pour one out for Buttercup. Chris F.
Not that bad.
F.
It's a horse. We'll live. Yeah, it keeps smacking me. At least it's not you that's
we have there. Minimal rations that we were able to salvage from the burnt wreckage.
Which means we're going to need
but
to get
all of
to
our
the...
other stuff.
Okay, now where's
your gold on you? And
well, yeah.
We have that map.
That pouch of tied in my
is the map gone?
I had the map, so it'd probably be in my coat pocket.
Yeah, because you grabbed it, and then we...
You have the map safe.
Yeah.
Okay.
I grabbed it with Mage Hand, so, and that was when we were, like, in a panic to get back into the cart, so I wouldn't have, like, oh, I'm going to plug in my luggage, like, I would have put it in my coat.
Mm-hmm.
Roll your d20, though.
I don't like that.
I don't like that either. 4.
You look at the map, it's fine. You don't know where the fuck you guys are now.
Look for the bridge.
The bridge isn't going to tell us much. I'm going to hand the map to Ricky.
From where we were, I'm going to look at the map.
Roll the d20.
17.
How this plus depth survival? Is this map? Can't we just find, 18. Like, roughly where we were and look for, like, the water and the bridge?
Not how D&D works, John.
No.
That's how maps
it's
work.
A teeny tiny minor bridge, though.
It's hard to tell now because none of the landmarks where you guys are match anything that's written on the map. If you were to get back to a road, you can probably guess where everything is, but because you guys got thrown more into the swamp because the horse started panicking... It's hard to tell. And that and the dragons kind of wrecked a whole shitload of trees. And you're a little white.
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't have happened.
Smells
anyways.
Like whoppers right now.
D&D whoppers. Alright, let's just try and get back to the road. Because I don't know where we are right now. We got lost.
How tall are some of the trees here?
This is good. 20 to 30 feet.
Let me double check, because I don't know if spider climb is a concentration or not.
Why the fuck?
And it lasts for like an hour. I'm gonna walk
over and then pat Meadow on the shoulder.
Thank you.
It was just a horse.
Just a horse. It was a living creature.
Thank you, Ricky. It was just a dead horse now.
When they're being assholes to her, I'd give her a hug.
Aww. Aww. You're so nice. Well, my pages are torn. That's fucking devastating. Thank you.
How dare you tear one of your pages?
I don't know where it got torn, though.
Concentration
up to 1 hour, so I have to do a roll to see if that would have broken my concentration. Except I don't know what I rolled for that.
It's got dark chocolate.
Does she need to be healed?
I don't know what I have to roll, though.
I don't know. Is it still just a horse?
I don't know. Well, I'm asking if she wants to be healed, so you can talk with her. I don't care if she gets healed or not right now. And yes, it's still
so
just a horse.
So
Meadow's
gonna play with her healing.
I'm fine.
So, you appease me,
you
get
heal
healed.
You. I decide whether you live or die. That's Jill right now.
Meadow the crime boss.
Oh, Jesus.
Plot twist. We all think she's this happy little go-lucky hippie. Secretly.
She's the leader of that gang.
Oh, God.
While you're concentrating on a spell, you must be able to concentrate and maintain your concentration.
That is
or
a bit too in depth.
Oh, God. Which is ever higher, so 10 would be higher. 13! Whoa! I can still use spider climb. So, I'm gonna start climbing up a tree to see if I can find the nearest road.
Are you explaining anything that you're gonna do, or are you just gonna start climbing
trees? No, she just starts walking up a tree, literally.
Okay!
I don't care!
Time to go.
I need to find a fucking road for us. We're gonna
do that when
we're
not in the dragon area.
Or we could end up further out from a road and then I won't be able to see one at all.
I'd rather be
alive.
Away from
which
direction.
I was gonna say, did you just open your mouth?
Is this, which direction do we have to go? North, south, east, or west?
I'm going up.
Pick one.
I'm climbing up that frickin' tree.
The map.
We're walking away.
Ricky, the map. Are we supposed to be going north, south, east, or west?
We don't know where we are.
Can I roll?
Doesn't matter.
Nothing.
What?
Southwest. You know you have to go south.
Okay, yeah, southwest.
Cool.
No one has a compass.
Yeah, that's true.
What time of day is it? The trees are knocked down. You can see where the sun is. Sun rises in the same direction every day.
Yeah. All right, Meadow, you lead us.
Yeah, you figure it out.
Cool.
We're
that
going.
Way.
Thank God for her
get
hippie tendencies.
Out of the tree, we're leaving.
Whatever.
If Rachel, if you climb the tree, you just see them. They're still up there beating the crap out of the other.
No sign of their bro.
South. We just walk
can't
southwest.
Can't really see because they're too busy breathing fire on each other.
Road, we can figure out where we are.
I'll try.
Yes.
Just walk in the direction we need to go.
Yeah, I'll come back.
And then we
now.
Can walk the rest of the way to town.
There we go. Grabbing my stuff from the cart.
Yeah, we're walking back.
Do we have a tarp or something
southwest.
We can cover the poor horse with?
No, it's
no.
dead, it's fine.
And burnt.
Yeah.
You should know what happens next. It becomes one with the earth again.
Yes.
Everything's
but
fine.
At least give it some decency. It was a good horse.
It was cremated.
It was
partially.
Cremated. What more could
it was
you
partially
want?
Partially cremated.
Sorry. Thank you, Ricky.
With its halfling odors now.
Not wrong.
Not wrong.
More at all. How is Dallas gonna find us?
He's probably following us just laughing.
Yeah.
He's following the one.
Wait a second. What is that tile?
What?
Why is there bones?
No.
Giant bones. That's not the way this works, Angelica. You can't turn the tiles back over just because that's the way you want it to be.
No. No. No thanks.
Rachel, start everyone.
Rachel.
not sure if I'm still just really sick or just allergies. Or maybe both.
So.
My eyes keep watering. You guys have I'm pretty sure they're like bright red.
One of them is, yeah.
Oh, one of them.
Just you guys have been traveling, bright. I'll say, for 3 hours now. You just kept going because you guys wanted, you know, obviously make distance.
I'm assuming we grabbed what we could off.
You still haven't found the road yet, though. Lots of swamp.
Yeah, we were so fucking lost.
Everyone roll perception.
Shit, what's my perception? No. No, we've been over this. That dice does 14. Not roll well. This one's doing pretty good.
Nine.
Six.
So no.
14. Nine.
Okay, only Ricky gets it.
Oh, yay.
This dice is rolling like shit.
So Ricky hears a faint, "Help me. Help me."
Do you guys just hear that?
Hear what?
I think I just heard someone call out for help.
Which direction?
No.
Which direction?
Straight ahead.
Is that the way we're going?
More or less.
Okay.
We're all facing different directions.
So just keep your ears peeled, I guess.
That's fine.
Okay, we'll allow everyone to do another perception check.
This one. Ooh, natural 20.
16.
Seven, okay,
five.
So Jenna would see it first.
See it?
Yeah. So what you see, there's like a bog area of the swamp where it's all mushy and muddy and gross. And you see what looks like a woman up to her chest. And it looks like... it looks like she's trying to like get out.
Oh no!
It's like she's like stuck, and at the same time, you can't tell if she's like sinking or not. I'm gonna say she's like right here. All right.
You should stop moving. It'll make you sink faster.
Does this person look like a nice person?
I will just use this model for now.
Oh shit! It's a ghost.
No, I'll just use that model.
It's a water spirit. God damn it!
But does she look like a nice person? Or does she look like she's trying to trick us?
Well, you can't tell. It looks like she's been there for like a while. She has ragged clothes and everything.
Stop moving. Stop kicking.
Everyone
how far away?
Everyone rolled a d20 except for Jello.
17.
10. 11. 17. Ricky, with his perceptiveness, is looking. Yeah, he noticed when you guys are like walking into the swampy area. She shouldn't be sunken that deep because you guys are only knee deep. And
so she's just short.
No, it's just like there's not something's not right about her.
We're gonna get ambushed.
Something's not right. I will allow Ricky to do one.
But I've got a lot of pent up energy right now.
I'll allow Ricky to do one more.
Is he gonna relay that to us at all?
Well, wait till he's something's done not figuring right. out.
11, 10.
There's something, but you can't quite figure it out. Nope.
Okay, no one do anything.
Why?
This seems like a trap. Not gonna lie.
Well, I'm gonna look around.
And this is not just being me being an asshole.
I'm looking around. The woman
just
kind of
looks at you. Why won't you help me?
Can I roll an arcana?
Yeah.
I want to see if I'm figuring out anything about this.
Well, you can roll arcana or perception, and then you can take the highest of both rolls.
Of both? So I can roll two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're sort of combining them.
Arcana will be blue, perception will be sparkly. Arcana is 14. Perception is shit. Bye.
Yeah, judging by the deepness of the swamp and everything else, she shouldn't be that deep into the swamp. And she's giving off a weird magical aura. It's not right.
No, let's not say we did.
Should we just poke her with a stick?
with the scythe that I've got?
Really. I don't think we should really touch her at all. I think we should just... Are you a ghost?
You can't just ask if people are ghosts.
I just did.
She kind of, like, stops her struggling And she guys sits there. Stared at you guys.
Wow. I stare back at her.
The first travelers who were too smart. And that's when she starts coming out of the water.
Hi, friend.
So that was an accurate mini.
No, it wasn't. It gets worse.
Oh. Oh.
Coming out of the water.
It's a scorpion.
No.
Yeah, her lower half is a scorpion.
What heck? This is the worst fucking day ever.
Everyone roll initiative again.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Can I attack this one?
Two.
Wow. Okay, that's two twos there.
Eight.
Wow. Okay, really eight.
Have you graduated to scarf?
Seven.
Wow. Can we just get the shitty roll out now?
Wow. Okay, I'm going first, I guess. Okay.
What the fuck are with all my shit rolls? I have 19 sets of dice.
Let's see.
None of them can roll.
It's gonna go for Jill first.
Why?
Okay.
You're the tastiest looking
You have the highest AC. Protect us.
What's your AC, Jill?
17.
Oh, wow. Mine's only 15. Okay. Yep.
Okay, so she tries to grab you with a claw. Misses. Next. Ashley. So, yeah, her lower half is a scorpion, her upper half is a person.
Is this like, if I like, can I like get around this bog part and get towards her or no?
Yeah,
that would be Dallas, probably.
That water part is just...
She wouldn't park it somewhere.
Is she out of the water or is she just risen up?
Don't worry about the water part.
Okay, so I'm gonna like hide and try to go around behind her.
Okay.
But is she in
the water? Wait. Oh, she's already taking a turn, never mind. That's fine.
You can always stab Rachel. No. Rachel has to kill Rachel.
I get advantage.
On stabbing a Valis?
Yeah.
I thought we were friends, Ricky.
Okay. So you just gonna stealth around?
Yeah, I wanna sneak around. Try to get towards his back and then hide.
Okay, I will allow it. You don't have to roll.
Sweet.
He's too busy focused on Jill right now. Yep.
Which?
Next will be Katie.
Fucking bring it.
I'm really close to it, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, it can smack you with its claws if it wanted to. Or hit you with the tail, but... Right now, it wants Jell-O.
Right now, it's Jell-O. And I can see that it's about to chomp my friend. So, I will break my now week and a half long silence to make, like, a creepy whisper towards it and cast Dissonant Whispers to try to... Get it away from her. Here's the card if you need that.
Yeah. That's so sweet. Thank you.
Now it says from you. So it'll move away from you.
Yeah, but like, I mean, she's right here and I'm right here, so.
How many sorcery points do I have?
You see the human part of her flinch and just like.
And it takes 3d6 of psychic damage, too, if it fails. Did it fail?
Yes, it doesn't look very happy.
Okay, so then I have to roll 3d6. 3d6 psychic damage. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah, the human part of her is, like, holding her head, and the scorpion part's like... Jell-O! It tried to grab me, but it suddenly backed off. When Ben just started uttering words.
I made a creepy whisper.
So are we, like, legit attacking this thing now?
I did. Yeah.
How far away is he? I'm trying to think of it. I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking the Sacred Flame or Short Bow.
You haven't used that sight yet.
What was
I don't think I can use the scythe. I don't have that ability.
You could use it. You just get disadvantage, isn't it? Or you wouldn't get any proficiency bonuses.
What?
Did I go through my turn already?
No, it's not your turn yet.
I thought I got 7 for my thing.
Oh.
Which means that I should be before Jell's because she
got
2.
Oh, right. I screwed that up. Okay, so Rachel first.
Okay.
Technically, you're supposed to be before Katie. So what? That's okay. We'll fix it in the next round. Next round will be fixed.
I will use Quickened Spell.
Okay.
To turn Mage Armor into a bonus action. And cast that on myself.
No.
So I'll have 15 AC now.
No.
And then I will use Chromatic Orb. and throw a ball of fire at this bitch.
What's your spell attack?
14.
No. Goes faster.
Son of a bitch.
She's just like... Okay. Now it's Jello's turn.
Do it, Jello. Do it.
Well, we're gonna do Sacred Flame.
Classic.
Classic metal right there.
Okay, roll your radiant damage.
Is that my d8?
Yeah, d8.
6!
Yeah, you see your flinch. Sacred Flame hits your... Okay, now it's Scorpion Lady's turn.
Does Scorpion Lady have a name?
Well, Scorpion we don't know. It's not just
hi, my shit. Name is blah. I'm gonna kill you now.
Okay, well, she's mad. But,
I'm hidden.
Can't get close to Banjo.
I attacked her last.
And your stealth.
I'm hidden.
So it's just gonna shake its tail and throw venom. So, Avalis and Meadow, do a dexterity saving throw.
Shit. 15.
Not bad. I couldn't tell from your look. You're just like...
I had to math. 15.
Okay. What did Richard
get? Yeah, no, it fucking hits me. I got 5.
Okay, you take half of 11 damage, but you don't get poisoned.
So 5.5?
Just round
or just
down.
Just 5.
Round down.
Round
down.
Hey.
You take the full damage, Rachel, and you're poisoned.
Oh.
Oh crap, we're getting down there.
Okay, what does this thing look like? Is it like the human body part like here?
Yeah, hold on, I'll try to get a picture.
You're getting down there.
So describe your
You're getting down there.
Me?
Have you seen like the Scorpion King movie with the rock?
That?
What I'm picturing, but a woman.
Yeah, okay, like that.
Oh, Jesus.
Fucking such weird. Message, yeah, okay. Are any of these bonus actions?
She looks favor. Very rubbery for some reason. Oh, her eyes are dead.
Bonus action in favor.
All right.
We'll do that
next turn.
You can do that. Is it still your turn, though?
There, like
no.
That.
No,
like
no, but you can do it next turn.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do that with... No, but I want to... Oh, healing word. Are you right beside me?
I am right beside you. I'm right.
All
right,
I'm going to run up behind it and try to jump it and then, like, stab
back. You can
back.
See it within range.
Okay, so roll your d20.
Who? All of us?
No, no.
Do I get advantage because it's a sneak attack?
Yes. Life
snuck.
You get advantage.
Oh, that's so I could add level 2, right?
Remember, you get to
you
roll
can
it twice.
It's advantage, so you get to roll it twice.
It's a 7 plus 5.
So I can do 2. So I can use that as a bonus action.
And a 16 plus 5.
So you take the higher one.
You get
obviously.
One bonus action per round, the same as you get
and now
a single
you do your
attack.
Damage.
Okay, so I'll heal you, and then I'll do Sacred Flame.
Trying to, like,
I'll use Divine
jump up and, like,
time,
grab.
So
I guess I'd probably jump onto the back, I guess.
Because I'll really hurt right now.
And try to, like,
you can
slash it, and then, like,
you can attack the tail. You can attack the tail, attack the scorpion part, or attack the lady part.
I just want to go straight for the lady part.
Okay. Well, you still hit it, so.
So first and second, okay. Third level,
I'm gonna
2 and 4.
Splash my short
so on
sword
this
and
paper,
stab it with my stab.
Remember to add
on
your
this
sneak
paper,
attack damage.
You should, yeah. Right, 4 there and 2 there.
6.
Gonna work 2.
4.
But that's your spell slots. So put it in the fake pen and I'll tell you. You see how you
put
it
6, 4, and 6.
Nice. Like,
yeah.
My writing
shakes. So yeah, shanky.
You want me to do
it?
Yeah, you have nice writing.
She's shaking around, trying to
no,
like...
No, don't pull it out. It's a temporary number because your spell slots
you're still on her back.
Slash, stab. And now I'm riding the run pony.
It's only going to wipe out before I get a chance.
Okay, now it's Rachel's turn because I'm doing it in the correct order.
She's writing stuff for me. Hold on. She's got nice writing mind shit.
I have a very nice tool when I sketch it out.
My writing is not great.
That's why Rachel's writing in mine.
I don't understand people who have nice writing. How?
I know, mine's just like, ugh.
You should see when I do handwriting.
How?
Yeah, it's really nice.
How this? How happened? We don't know. Understand.
Did he just go to the bathroom?
He did.
Mm-hmm. So you were taking her away.
So guys, we won the fight, we killed the lady, and we stole her claws and used her venom for poison.
We could.
Roll to seduce.
1d12.
Uh,
con save. Okay, I'm gonna do that instead. Because fuck this bitch. I'm mad at her.
She did poison you. How do you get rid of poison? Just heal?
I have no idea.
Or do you need an antidote?
I probably need an antidote or something. Knowing my luck.
Well, I have healing potions, so I can keep healing you until you...
Until I die. With inflection put on it.
I don't have 10 minutes, do I?
Damn it.
Nope. 10 minutes is a big thing. It's a ritual.
Yeah, let's do that.
It's okay, I'll just die. I'm good with that.
No, I'll just use my healing.
At least death, we get a few rounds. Like, I get death saving throws and stuff, which is nice. It's not like zero and instant death.
Exactly.
You're death saving. Anyway, what are you doing?
I'm gonna move up here.
Okay.
Please make a constitution saving throw.
You witch!
Because I will be casting poison spray in your face.
Ha! Nice.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's fucking immune, isn't she?
I feel like you would know that. Unless you're
I
like...
will allow you to pick something else.
Because that... Yeah.
Because common sense would dictate something.
I'm gonna poison you. Oh wait, I can't do that.
Then I would definitely not move up.
I just literally just looked at that photo and pinned his post.
I will cast Ray of Frost at her.
Don't judge me.
And I will spend another sorcery point to make it a bonus action.
We have a lot of good photos.
Then I want to cast a Firebolt as well.
Nice, okay.
And she said she
so they're both ranged one, so. Attacks. Ray of Frost first for Mist, because it's 14 again. And Firebolt. Definitely not!
So Ricky's standing there, and you see like a bolt of frost go by her head and a bolt of fire go by her head.
I'm blaming this on the poison, which I've obviously taken.
Okay. I don't think that avoids that. I don't think that's how it works out, like works like that, but.
I think I'm not feeling okay. Well, so I probably missed.
And now it's Katie's turn. Your buddy stabbed the crap out of this lady.
Yes. That's my job with this team.
I will.
I'm on this lane. Put me on that lane.
Yeah!
her tail is up.
Right at the back.
Woo! not too friendly right
I
there.
I will point at her and call her a whore and infernal with vicious mockery.
Nice.
And the target must hear you, must succeed on a wisdom saving throw. Versus my what? Spelled save DC?
Yeah.
12.
Okay, so roll your damage.
Woo! 1d4.
4!
Do you need any pluses there or no?
No. I don't think so. And.
End it?
Then I would use my bonus action.
To jump up and slap Ricky!
Get off the fucking scorpion!
To then, after I point at her and call her a whore and infernal, and then I point at Ricky and just say, murder this fucking whore. And use that as my bardic inspiration.
No!
I smile and give you a little wink.
Okay, creature gains one bardic inspiration die, a d6. And because I've only used this once before, and we didn't use it 100% correctly, I will remind you how that worked. Once within the next 10 minutes, the creature, you, can roll the die and add the number rolled to one ability check, attack roll, or saving throw. The creature can wait until after it rolls the d20 before deciding to use the dice, but must decide before the DM says whether the roll succeeds or failed.
So basically,
once rolled, it is lost.
So basically say, for instance, if you're about to hit it, but you know you miss, but you know that if you add the dice, you can add it.
Yeah.
To make sure it's a hit, or if you do hit it and you're like, well, I want to make sure it's dead, you can add the dice for the damage instead.
Ooh, okay.
Or if, like, you have to make a saving throw because stuff's happening, you can...
I think I may save this for a save. Yeah. Is this, like, just for this round?
You have it for 10 minutes.
10 minutes, okay.
That's like a bajillion rounds.
Yeah, that's like...
It's for, like,
10 rounds.
I think last time we just gave it to Jello and she's had, like, the whole game.
Jello, it's your turn.
Okay, well, totally understand. I'm gonna use a bonus action. Healing word. Because Rachel's at like 3 hit points.
Is it someone just your angels?
Okay.
Can I use it as a level 2? Because I have 2 spell slots for level 2. Because I get to roll another d8.
You can cast a spell, use a spell slot second level or higher. Yep.
So I can roll 2 d8s.
Yeah.
7 and 5.
There you go, 12.
So Rachel gets 12.
1,000!
I'm just going to write 12 on my page so I remember to tell her. And then I'm going to use Sacred Flame.
Just to give you an idea, round in D&D is approximately 6 seconds. And that's one full round Sacred for flame. Everybody at the table. How much did you give me?
12 hit points.
Roll damage for Sacred Flame, please.
Oh my god, I feel so much better.
8. So you're back up.
I'm up to 15.
Okay, it's going to be
that's pretty good.
Wouldn't it be cool if I just snapped her neck?
Can you do that? Can you just get in there and go...
I think for that you need like a really high...
I think you would need to like nat drain.
What?
What's your AC?
15? I mean, there's a giant scorpion thing right by me. What if I dodge and then stabs herself in the back?
Okay, you're on her back.
Yeah, she tries to grab her claws. That means I have one slot left.
But she fakes you
out. But I still have my 4 for my level ones, right?
Yeah. See, what I do is I mark it off like...
Basically, she stabs you in the back with the pincer. With the
thing. So this means I've used one.
And now you have to do a constitution saving throw.
That's how I keep track of it.
Okay.
This one's constitution.
So I can still use 4 level 1s. This is for poison. I can still use my level any level 2 spells one more time.
7.
How do I get spell slots back? After a rest?
Do
a long
I
rest.
Die?
Long rest or short rest. It'll save your buck. What would that mean for me? 4 hours?
No, it means you still have to wait.
I don't
want to
be poisoned.
A long, you don't have to sleep.
What is it, I?
But you still need to take a long
rest. So 9.
So if we sat around for 8 hours.
Not high.
No, that'd be 10. Basically sorry, that'd be 10.
4 hours 8 plus of meditation 2, 10. And then 8 hours of something really easy, like back. Keeping watch. Because you're not
11?
So, okay. Yeah, so you can take 11 damage and then you feel slowly a burning in your
that might be okay,
back
that
as
would be up to
you feel the poison getting
generated.
But it's your turn.
To me, that wouldn't count because you would have to be at rest.
Okay.
Like, you could be up
stab her in the head if I
can.
Somewhere.
Else.
Roll it.
Just stab her anywhere. The place that would most hurt.
Well, stab her between the eyes.
Mm. Well, you'd catch. 10.
Well, you miss.
I'm so close
dice.
To her.
What's your special dice?
She already blew it.
God damn it.
I didn't want to be poisoned.
But you got poisoned anyway.
Yeah.
Rachel,
did you use it like on
you just saw Ricky get stabbed in the back with the scorpion's tail.
So I'm poisoned, yes.
And Ricky tried to hit her, but he's like, oh.
I'll cast Firebolt.
All right, roll to hit. Wait, 15?
15.
Yeah, you hit.
Yes! Ah, take fire damage, you bitch. 1d10. As soon as I find a proper d10. 9.
You hit her, and basically she collapses.
I do a cool roll off.
Smite that. You see this? Smite that bitch. And then she just drops. Sits on the ground.
Well, now we're super poisoned.
Fuck her.
Yeah, the people who are poisoned, you feel so kind of wobbly.
You're
not
poisoned.
Poisoned.
I didn't get
poisoned. I got poisoned. You didn't.
But I healed you up nicely, so you didn't die.
16 HP, I'm great.
I'm poisoned.
I have 16 too, but she was down to 3, so...
Yeah, oh...
I level 2 that.
Left.
So I got to roll 2 and I got
just about died. She was like, I'm getting down there. And I'm like, you're getting down there, huh? I'm getting down there. Erasing, like, my number writing in 15. She's like, I'm gonna die.
So do we have anything for poison?
I don't think we picked up any antidotes.
How do you fix that?
I don't think any of us had anything.
You don't
for
have
poison.
Lesser restoration, do you?
No.
No, she didn't take less of
us. You guys are going through the swamp more, and it's getting real dark.
I need a clean up.
We're going to have to set up camp stuff.
Where is it, Kleenex? In the bathroom, probably.
Oh, bathroom
right
above the
too.
Toilet.
There's a box right here. Give me that box. Thank you.
Spicy chip.
Spicy milk.
You want crackers and cheese?
I had one cracker already.
The cracker, the cheese is really good.
The cheese is really good.
Yeah, but it tastes weird with the cracker because it's free.
It actually tastes very good with the cracker.
What did I just say?
Come on, Mike. You want more dragon jello?
This is how you get dragons.
Why did it have to kill the horse?
Because,
that's gonna, like, ruin my day.
It's better it killed a horse than a party member. Come on.
The horse was the party member.
Yeah.
It was not. It was the
horse.
We
had a character sheet and everything.
No, it didn't. Stop getting more attached to it than you need to be, Ricky.
I'm not. I'm really not.
Be a hardened criminal.
I'm really not.
Okay, so who's gonna take first watch?
Ricky again? First watch?
Probably.
I guess so.
I think we should keep the same watch as before.
Okay, before, I'd like turn to Banjo and be like, are you good now? Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Nice to have you back.
Okay, you're doing your first watch. First, I need you to do a constitution saving throw.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, you can both talk and go, God, hurt.
19 plus one.
Okay, good. You fight off the poison and you basically puke into the ground.
Guys, I think I'm okay.
Okay, now roll your perception.
Lucky you.
Or I'm just sitting on the ground. And it's just like all of a sudden.
This is a projectile.
I broke the shire on my gathers.
Just like, just like, so they're like. Oh shit, vomit. And then it's like,
oh, okay. Like those days.
I rolled a 5.
Busy vomiting.
Okay. Oh no.
What?
That's a good one.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe. No, I don't know.
Jared's giggling, just, I'm worried.
Just, so you're like, you're sitting there puking your guts out. Trying to find out the poison, you're not paying attention, and you see this like halfling sized frog guy trying to go into the tent, and he sees you and he stops.
What is this goddamn country filled with?
He stops.
I throw a dagger at him.
He fucking just
I'm gonna follow the frog guy just to the edge of camp, just make sure he's gone.
He's gone.
And then okay, can I stand like right beside the, I'm gonna sit right beside the two tents.
Okay.
I'm sitting right in the middle. I'm not putting up with this shit no more.
Nothing else happens for the rest of your watch.
Excellent.
Next person on watch.
Me.
Roll a d20.
Do I have to roll for my constitution too?
Oh yeah, roll that first.
Thanks for getting your hair in my face.
Remember that time in the car?
The wind's just blowing your hair like over
it. I imagine just having a midnight snack. She's like, fucking hair on my cheese.
12?
Stop!
Yes.
Yes, plus 4 constant.
Same thing, you just blah.
Okie dokie. And I will
outside
rule
of the tent, I hope.
Yeah.
Good.
Like, all our people on watch just keep vomiting.
We're just like, sleep is great.
It's like that time at Lilac, yeah, where you guys, you know you guys were there, but like at the morning, you get to see vomit 15? Piles all over the crowd.
You see one of the halfling-sized frog guys. Funny. They're like tiptoeing. And then they see you. There's like two of them, they see you, they stop.
Can I speak?
And then they run away.
Stay the fuck away, or I'm going to end you. Do you understand, you ugly... I don't know what you are. I don't care. Stay away.
Try and get some goddamn sleep. Shut up.
It's either that, or they probably keep coming. So, trying
next
to scare
person
people
on watch.
Me.
Roll your d20.
Question, would that have counted enough of a rest for me to get my...
kneel down?
Spell slot back?
Yeah, you're going to get your
yeah, because that would be
that's the way you're
me and Ricky it. Together on watch.
No, it was Christina
like,
and Angela. Yeah. I just saw him like go and just like take a knee.
What's that watch?
Vomit.
What?
Doesn't matter. It's a 2
for America.
But I am sitting between the two tents. I learned my lesson from the damn foxes that were really cute and adorable.
You were kind of like, looking at the tent, sitting between the tent, looking at the tent. You see a frog guy coming out of your guys' tent, and he sees you, then he runs away. And he has a bag of stuff.
How fast
is
it?
It's not
you?
My tent.
Fucking sacred flame.
I will sacred flame his ass.
Roll a d20.
It's a rough day.
That's my fucking lord.
Doesn't take a lot for meta to go straight to murder. No.
17 plus, what is that?
Oh yeah, you catch him.
Murder somebody.
You're just gonna sacred flame him?
Do I catch him?
You got him, catch him. He's not that like tall. He's like
no.
Over him, it's like hurling something.
It wasn't a cute fox. No, frog.
Okay, Banjo's
thank
night
you,
watch.
Minnow.
You're welcome. Oh boy.
So it's kind of night.
Fuck kids.
Or day.
16 plus what?
Perception.
Thank you. Yeah, 17.
See? Good with the cheese, isn't it?
I'm not eating the cheese with the cheese, though.
Did you just eat the fucking cheese?
No, I'm eating with the pretzels.
Laughing cow cheese is delicious.
17.
Yes.
So you're sitting
crackers?
There.
Yes.
And you see a bunch of the frog guys. They're coming up. But this time.
I can usually get through.
They have
crackers.
Clubs.
Cow cheese.
Ooh, thank
okay,
you.
Well, I see
they're like, Billy clubs.
Cheese, oh my goodness.
Okay.
And there's like three of them and they're like.
And it's light.
But they see you
soap.
And they notice that they can't still fly, so they're just kind of like.
I would stand up to my full height of 6'4" plus horns.
I just realized.
And then
you're
I would
so
just.
Are you playing wearing heels?
Probably, yeah. And I would just look at them and use thaumaturgy to make my eyes turn red and to make wind start to whistle towards them and to enhance my voice and just hiss at them infernal. Get the fuck out of here, it's been a long day.
Yeah, okay, so. Yeah, just kind of like, nope. Just turn around and just pop away.
Banjo's so precious.
Just sit back
down. Congratulations, you survived.
I picked it up and threw it back into the fucking woods. No!
You pulled a meadow.
I did. It's been a long day, okay? I lost my horse. Barbarian meadow. Goodbye.
So, who has the map?
Me?
The next day.
Ricky does.
No, Ricky. I would have given it to Meadow because he was like, let's go this way. Meadow, get
okay,
map.
Roll a d20 for the map thing.
Don't lose it again, don't lose it again, don't lose it again, don't lose it again.
8. Plus. What is that plus?
Survival?
Will I get all my spell slots back? How much wounds do we get
10.
Back?
10.
Four.
Sweet.
Oh,
10.
Do we get the extra bonus because I'm like one with nature?
Oh, why did you say that? Okay,
what the heck?
Roll another d20.
Yes!
She's a Ladrin. She's all hippie elf.
7.
Be my hippie elf.
It's a long day.
Okay, it's been a long day. You're still kind of lost. You can give the map to someone else to see.
I'm tired. Does somebody else want to try?
I can give it a try.
Thank you.
No.
No.
I rolled 4.
Should I try?
Go ahead and roll.
I just look at it and go,
nope.
That's the next person.
It's been a long day. I threw a frog in the middle of the night.
Survival?
Let's get 3 frogs off.
11?
4 or 5.
Nice.
They have
you
clothes.
Managed to find a path.
What? What? Sweet, let's go. Now we know where we are.
No, we don't.
Oh.
I just see a path.
Okay.
I don't know where on that path we are.
Well, we've been walking southwest, the direction we needed to go. So, at least we're walking in the right direction.
So we see a path?
Yeah.
Paying attention.
Okay. Yep.
Path.
Does the path have any, like,
it looks
signs that says?
No, there's no signs that it doesn't look like it's well-traveled.
It's still path. It's better than swamp. And
path
will
lead us somewhere so we can figure.
Where are we going? We're just following the path now?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, we're currently following a wood table.
Oh!
So nice!
It's a beautiful wood path.
Okay. Where's the map?
She does.
I have it now.
Roll a d20.
She found the path.
Well, I'm honestly not gonna lie. You said I was an Eladrin. Is that what it's called?
Eladrin.
Yeah, it says right there. I didn't know that would help.
Did you forget?
What'd you say? Oh. Ha! This way or this way?
She starts doing that thing again, where she's like,
"Well, don't we still want to go, whatever southwest is?" If I know where southwest is, would I know which version of the path to take?
It's cloudy. You don't know where the sun is.
But we've been walking southwest.
In theory.
Are we on that path still?
You're still on a path.
We're in a forest? We're
following that path.
Moss on the trees.
Ooh, very good. You want to go left.
Left.
I trust you on this.
We're going left. Moss on the trees, say left.
Sure thing, nature girl.
So glad I paid attention in school.
I'm kidding, that was like your parents' everyday lessons. I started.
So you start to hear, I learned character. It starts to get less swampy.
Thank God.
And more foresty. And then that's when you start hearing the sound of coast, like an ocean, like a beach. You keep going, and eventually you see this massive, huge fortress built into the side of a cliff.
Can we tell what that is on the map now?
And then? The back of it is towards the ocean.
I think that's the Drail.
The Gale. Check the map.
What does the map say? I'm assuming if we look for a fortress by a coast, we can tell that is...
Yeah, that's where it's supposed to be.
Okay. Does it say what is that thing?
It's the only one on the coast.
It's the only major fortress.
It's the only major fortress, and that's where we want to be?
I don't know.
It's very huge. You noticed along the main road towards it that there's a lot of those... And a lot of the people in those crow cages are all skeletons.
Can we see what...
You roll a d20.
D20...
Does our new friend finally show up and be like, hey,
you remember that your friend gave you several maps of the interior.
Okay.
So you notice that he wrote down in his writing, there's a big X where it says the main gate, and then he has an arrow that points to something that looks like a grate by the beach. And then he wrote in a scribble, wait there.
I guess we gotta wait here.
On the beach?
I'm showing you guys the map. There's only four of us, we can gather on the map.
Great map.
We can go there.
You go there.
Stealthily.
And there is a fox sitting there.
Listen.
Sitting by a grate that looks like it drains into the ocean. And there's like, every so often there's like sludge that...
I put a hand on my coin purse.
No, it's just a fox sitting on the beach.
Put a hand on my coin purse and a hand on my short swords.
Like he's really personal about his items.
Everyone roll a perception.
I'm just gonna stroll right up to this random dude. Oh, we're trying to sneak into a jail. 13.
21.
22. What?
Finally.
Okay, I guess you do. You guys notice that there's something by the fox.
Look at the fucking sand.
It looks like a rock at first, but the more you stare at it, it looks like it's breathing, and then when you stare further, it's someone put like one of those camouflage things on top of something else, and there's like obviously a person sleeping under that. And the fox is just next to it.
Explain.
We should walk on him just for fun.
I want to pet the fox.
Can I pretend to walk over top of him like I don't know he's there?
I will offer the fox.
I'm
going to
walk
nuts.
On him.
You guys can go up. I'm staying.
Don't know
I'm staying
happening.
In the bathroom.
Okay, roll your d20, Rachel. Dexterity.
I'm going to walk on him.
You're just going to get stuck.
Roll your animal handling.
I'll stab.
20.
Nope.
Yeah, the fox doesn't want to get pet by you.
Can I offer him some nuts?
I just want to delicately do it. I don't want to like stomp on him. I just want to be like.
You hear a. Quit it. They're not here yet.
Yes, we are.
So the
surprise.
The thing comes over and it's the guy. And he was.
The guy.
He was
really
sleeping.
Really, he didn't take us with him.
dick!
Daggers from my eyes.
Couldn't have come with us. Offered the help. No. Do I get any 8 hit points back because we rested?
Get all of our
you
hit
get
points
all yours because we slept all night.
Oh, sweet. So you're saying I didn't have to heal you?
We didn't know what else was going to come. So it was, you know.
It's okay. I almost slept back anyway. So.
That and I was poisoned, so I could have ended up taking more health and then eventually dying. We don't know. Nah.
It's fine.
You just nah.
We got you.
Nah. It's fine.
Yeah, your character will die. We'll bring in Nathan. It'll be great.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Guess who's not friends anymore?
Goodbye.
Fuck you.
He looks at you guys. Okay, good. You guys are all here. He looks a little beat up. If you look at him. He's like,
do you want to help him?
Oh,
that'll
be
a spell slot.
So?
He didn't help us.
No. He kind of looks at you guys and is like, it's fine.
He's here doing this. I think that's helping.
He kind of like makes a gesture at the fox and the fox is like.
Okay, is that your friend?
Yes.
Are they
and
all
he's
your
been
friends?
Following us?
He? No.
Does he have any friends?
And the fox kind of shrugs.
What's a shrug? You can't. That's a yes or no question, Mr. Fox. Okay, you can't
did
shrug
show up
like
with a
maybe
gold piece.
Fox jumps into the grave.
You sassy! You
he stole a gold piece
bastard
from my friend. Just so you know,
that's Nathan's character.
He throws 5 gold at you.
I'm gonna give you. What? I'm gonna give everybody one.
Okay,
I'm
so he
two
goes. He goes over to the grate.
Okay, I'm keeping 3 gold.
He goes over to the grate, he turns it a bit, and then he pulls it out, and then quietly puts it on the ground. Yeah, I hope you don't have the sense of smell. You gotta go through this way.
What?
Right. Okay.
Whatever you do, you have to quiet
this. I mean, we're breaking into a jail, so I would assume so.
I gave you a gold piece, Katie.
Thank you.
Be quiet.
Katie,
I know.
Banjo.
No. If Alice looks to Meadow and says, make sure you're quiet. You wear chainmail, okay? We know how noisy that is.
I've stealthy chainmail.
Did you just miss me?
So stealthy. No one else knows.
So sad. I thought I glued it properly. It just came off.
Roll around the room. Shit. Just like jump.
Okay, you guys pick your marching order. This guy's gonna be in the front for sure.
Anybody's gonna be in the front on the other side. If not, I'll take it.
I'm letting this guy take the lead.
Yeah, but there's a left and a right side. So are you going to be directly behind him? Are you going to be on the other side taking the lead?
I'll take the other side.
Okay.
I'll be right behind Ricky.
Where are you going to be, Meadow?
I don't know. Stick me somewhere.
Cool kid squad. Come over here.
Yeah.
You want to be with the cool kid squad?
Yeah.
Fine. I'll be with the awesome dude. This is the awesome adult table on this side.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. But like,
so you notice that
who's the better hitter?
You don't need a torch here.
This guy?
You don't need a torch here because the water, the sewer water, is actually glowing a weird greenish color. Ooh. And it kind of just glows up.
I don't know if that's concerning.
It's probably a type of algae.
No.
It's refuse from the jail.
A glowing refuse? Really?
They dumped their experiments down here.
Yeah, oh, so God, I thought somebody was shitting.
It's glow in the dark.
It's like the old Wentworth prison or something?
It's not sanctioned by the kingdom anymore.
Are you out of cheese? Did you need more cheese?
I just ate the cheese.
Okay.
Okay, Ricky, roll your d20 perception. Because you're in the front.
15.
You notice something slithering in the water.
Something in the water.
Something in the water.
Something in the water.
What's in the water?
Snake?
No.
Water snake.
We have to be quiet, JR.
Oh my god! And this thing comes out and it's like half melted face thing and it's crawling up and trying to grab you.
The second it grabs you, you'd be like,
what is that?
Just,
I'm gonna try and kick it.
Just
get back in the water, demon. Get back in the water.
Just push him back down.
I'm just gonna like
push him back
down. I don't want to touch
him. Just drown him.
I don't want to touch him.
I'll do it.
Food heal.
It's fine. I'll drown him.
Roll the hit.
Grab your leg.
I'm just gonna really like quick
stab
it,
him
like,
a little.
Grab him
just the, stab him a little. Put him back in the water.
Push it back in the water. It's a one.
Well, somebody's gonna go into the refuge.
You're in the water!
Why does this happen every time? Oh my god.
Wait, but the bow arrow is a silent attack.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's like, he's trying to hold on to you. He's like,
how deep is this
thing?
It's waist deep.
He's got
That's
you, doesn't
disgusting.
He? I can't use my
gosh.
Bow and arrow. I can't, Ricky.
Okay. Like to- Ricky just has to do a constitution saving throw.
Fucking poisoned again.
Don't vomit again. You're gonna vomit profusely.
Nine.
Oh, you want to puke so badly. You hold it in just a bit.
It's in your mouth.
Okay.
No.
Can I help with all?
Yes.
I picture that flavor. It
is. This has no initiative, so you. I'll allow Katie and Angela to go first.
I'm just gonna try and like scramble up. I'm just getting out.
Make him let
Is
him
he still
go.
Grappled by it?
No, he's weakly trying to like grab onto, but
just
like
stab him a little.
You notice that like his limbs are like barely like hanging. They're like any like strong breeze is gonna make his arms fall off.
Just dunk him back down in the water and wait until the bubbles stop coming up.
I'm more concerned about getting Ricky out of the glowing creepies.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine, but you also gotta deal with
it. I would run over and grab Ricky's hand and try to help him out.
Okay, roll your dexterity.
Don't fall
Shit,
in.
Son.
What do you mean, like, strength?
12.
You managed to grab Ricky.
Don't want strength, son.
That's true.
You managed to grab Ricky, you don't need to use your strength. You can pull him, and then Ricky can climb up.
Yeah, so I would try
to,
like...
still try to grab at us?
Try to, like...
He's still kind of grab, and the guy pretty much just...
Shake the disgustingness
He
off.
Walks over and
if
just...
only you had... Prestidigitation.
Okay.
Katie,
I was just gonna use my bow and arrow on it.
Katie! I can't switch up cantrips, otherwise I would.
Whoops! Is it gonna put Ricky in the box?
Nobody puts Ricky in the box!
Okay.
Nobody
Except
puts
I use
Ricky
Witch's Mockery Mage all the time, so I can't even switch them out.
I'll be right behind him. I might be fairly close. I trust this guy.
And the fox is somewhere there. I don't have a mock for. Wait, let me beg you. This is the fox.
We're going fancy.
Yeah, lights
in
the
creepy box.
It works.
It's a
blink
dog.
I'm gonna put lights
in
the umbrellas
as well.
Gotta fill it in with something.
You have one that opens up just inside.
Yeah,
okay, everyone.
They just have black wire in this.
Everyone roll a perception.
Hold on, I'm cheesing a crack.
Rolled back.
11.
3. I'm still very stinky and it's
17.
Following me.
10.
What'd you get?
11.
Okay, so then you would see it first. You see a glowing light emanating from this tunnel. And it looks blue, and it looks like it's getting brighter.
Guys, there's a light. She's just gonna...
And you hear, light?
Light, where's that?
Against the wall. And he just stands there against the wall.
I got
and the fox kind of stops moving. So you see what looks like an eyeball come around the corner. It's... size of a person's head. And it's glowing blue,
right.
And it's kind of like, and it just goes past you guys because you guys aren't moving. So it just goes to the end of the tunnel, then it comes back, and it goes down this way, and then the blue glow disappears.
Can we go?
Yeah.
Okay. We continue into.
Rachel, move us all up 3 spaces.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, I didn't even realize the fox had a mini.
I don't have an actual fox mini, so I just used a
It's a really
dog.
Big fox.
Like, how are you counting instead?
Okay, everyone roll. Perception again.
7.
15.
My eyes don't work great.
15.
16.
Got sewer water in them.
14.
15.
16 and... okay.
And a nope.
7.
Yeah, you see it first. So the body just like floating down. And you see it kind of like roll over. And goes under and it doesn't come back up.
This place is super depressing.
It's like zombie guys.
No.
Okay, Rachel, move us up 3. Guy comes up, but he doesn't see you guys, and the other guy's just kind of like, and it looks like a guard, and he's kind of like, and one of those bodies float by, and it's like, oh, get back in the pool! He's in the pool. He's kind of, but he doesn't look at you guys' way, because he's just like, looking in the water. And one of the blue orb things comes by, and it ignores him.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of like, goes around the corner.
Dang it, I wanted to run up and attack him.
Don't do that.
I wanted to use my suicide skill.
Let's not kill any guards.
Rachel, just move us up onto the next. And then move that back way.
Running out of squares. We're loading in the map. 1 second.
Loading.
Depressing Jeopardy.
Super depressing.
So he gives you the signal for guests to keep going up. And the fox gets to the middle junction.
Oh my god, yes. D&D classes explained with classic rock / metal.
I just saw that.
Rogue is like a knife in the back by Twisted Sister.
Yep.
Sorcerer is blood sugar sex magic by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Bard is Looks That Kill by Motley Crue. And our cleric is Living on a Prayer by Bon Jovi.
Hey!
So you guys get to this part.
Whoa. Okay.
You don't have the real reception. You hear a... and the body falls down into that pool.
Ew.
And then it just gets... It swirls around in the middle. Again. It swirls around the middle and then it gets carried away into one of the random directions.
That is disgusting.
And you could hear, like, voices up top. You could do perception if you want to, like, try to listen
more.
It's a
10, so 13.
1. Natural. Actually, that's a minus 1.
Okay.
It's a 0.
So, oh, yeah. That's a 0.
What? No, don't worry. It was just perception. So.
Yep.
Did you get to...
Oh, roll perception. 15.
Blah, blah, blah. We need to feed it. Blah, 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 blah.
What are we feeding?
What?
Feeding. We need to feed something.
Wait, we need to feed something or they need to feed something?
They're saying they need to feed something.
Oh, that's not great.
I'm kind of speaking quietly-ish in case somebody can hear us.
Okay, so I guess we can't hear you.
Okay.
We're on the far side.
The guy with the grits are gestures to you. Hey, say.
Oh, yeah. I pull out the maps of the inside of the prison.
Okay. You see an arrow, and it basically pretty much tells you to go left. And then north. Well, like, you know.
I would signal that quietly.
Okay, so they all go join you on the other side.
How did they get across?
Jump.
Oh, it's easy. You guys can jump across, no problem. You don't have to do a test.
Oh, okay.
That's fine.
Maybe we should roll.
Oh,
you just rolled a 1. Do you really want to play that game?
I just rolled 2 runs.
To be fair, we don't have to jump.
In like 10 minutes.
It's only the guy and Rachel that would need to.
Okay, Rachel, move us over here while I grab it.
Technically, I'm kind of closer now.
Wouldn't they have just...
No, they're on our side. You're all on our side.
On our side.
Are you guys letting him lead?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'd be with him because I have a map, though.
The dog would be in the room.
It's a fox.
Oh, snap. Oh, snap, snap.
You notice the fox stops. And that's when he puts his back against the wall. So you guys can do another perception.
Hitchbox.
Plus one, three.
Five.
Nine. 14.
Okay, well, you guys are too busy. Like, the water's too loud, so you, because you're trying to listen.
Water's too loud.
Okay, so we got more tieflings from the south. We need more dwarves. Well, we're out of halflings. What else did they need? I can't remember.
Water's too loud.
We got enough humans.
Oh.
What are we gonna do about the dragon? Oh no, don't worry. The warden has something up his sleeve against the dragons. We're fine. Well, the red one's been flying. No one gives a shit about the red one.
The red one.
And they just kind of go on like arguing amongst each other about mundane things.
So she's gonna lean into Meadow because Meadow's the closest one. She's gonna be like, pass this along to everybody else. So that they hear too. They mentioned that the warden has something regarding the red dragon, but these guys are looking for specific bodies, specific types. They have enough humans, they found tieflings from the south, they don't have enough halflings or dwarves or whatever else. They're looking for specific types of prisoners.
I'm next.
Can you pass that along, Meadow?
Very slow. Yeah, one by one.
Repeat it how you remember it.
We're gonna play Purple Monkey Dishwasher.
The warden is looking for specific races. Got enough tieflings and halflings and dwarves. They're looking for something specific. Something about a dragon. The red dragon. Pretty sure it's the one we met earlier.
She's gonna lean in and be like, I didn't say that.
You wouldn't hear it. You wouldn't hear it. If Ricky didn't hear you talking to Meadow, then you wouldn't hear Meadow talking to Ricky.
I'm sitting right next to Meadow, though.
We're all right next to each other.
I'm the one with the good hearing.
In this moment.
Let the shitty telephone tag play out.
Everyone, roll your stealth.
Your shitty telephone tag's gonna kill us.
17,
15
plus
7, 13. That's a 9 plus, I have 11.
9.
So that's a 22.
You hear weird whispering? Could be another fucking reject. I don't know. Let's go check it out.
The fucking reject.
I am very stealth, I have 22.
It's great for you.
Hey, who are you? And they point to you. Because everyone else is kind of like huddled in the back.
What? Ooh, I'm not pointing.
Me?
She's at the back.
Yeah, but she's the only one who failed herself.
Because
everyone likes to find a patch of shadow or whatever.
Jump in the water. Splash. No.
Dead body.
You know, like, no! He's getting his crossbow ready.
Do you know what I am?
She's gonna go. Fucking get her.
Okay. I want to cast Chromatic Orb at these bastards.
That's going to be nice and quiet.
It is? Well,
Okay, roll. You have advantage.
Yeah! I have advantage. Come on, you sons of bitch dice. 19 with Chromatic Orb.
Pick one.
I will do the one with the bow that's pulling out the crossbow. And I will make it frost. Yeah, I can do cold damage.
So you hit him with frost. Because when he falls in, you see hands pretty much drag him down.
Yeah. How does that fucking feel? Bad.
This guy's like starts to run. Fox jumps on his head. He trips. Everyone gets
I'm
one.
I'm gonna kill him.
Everyone gets one free ranged attack, if they have it, if they have the option to.
Can I do the assassinate thing? Because he hasn't taken a turn in combat yet.
You can do if you have a ranged weapon.
You
can
throw your dagger. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I get advantage on attack rolls against a creature that hasn't taken a turn. Your score automatically crits if that creature is surprised.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Either surprised.
Well, he's down.
They don't know you're there. They only know that she's there. So yeah. They would be, yeah,
they would be surprised by you.
All right, so that's a critical hit on a dagger. But also be a sneak attack.
Yep.
Ricky's excited.
Ricky's so excited.
It's a 2+3, 5. Do I get double damage?
Or
do
on
I...
a crit? Yeah, you do double damage, so you do another roll.
So 5, 6, and a 3.
9?
Yeah. 13?
Yeah, you get him in the neck good and he doesn't get back up. He does not get back up.
Push him in the water.
I want that dagger back.
Do it.
You see the guy, you see the guy look back and he's like.
I still glare at him. I don't like him.
Do it. Push him in the water. I want that dagger back.
What? Well, no, he's not going to push him on. He's just going to watch him and then get on this side.
Eve would gladly push him in the water.
You gonna push him in the water, or are you gonna search him?
Ricky's going by first.
Yeah,
so.
Ricky's probably gonna
I'm
search
taking my dagger back.
That's fine.
And I'll search him. Yes, I will search him.
Because it's Ricky, and he likes
he
gold.
He might have something that prevents the eye from seeing them.
Roll a d20.
Ooh. That'd be a weird thing to have, though, if you're working in prison.
8. Plus anything?
Well, the eye didn't bother him. So maybe there's 8. Something that he can't.
You find a set of keys.
Whoa.
Ooh, keys.
Anyone else gonna search him?
I'd search him before I shove him in the water.
Roll
but
a
I
d20.
Could search him too.
Yeah, take
okay,
my.
Okay, both of you roll a d20.
Take my dagger out, put it back in, grab, get the keys out.
Nope.
9.
That's some pretty clothes you got there.
Yeah, you find his rations. That's about it.
Push him in.
She just smiles as Ricky says that, and she just
you just
smiles
see the
and
you see the hands come up
the body in
and just drag him in.
Go get you some nice things.
We look at each other. She's. We're friends now, aren't we?
Okay.
Yeah.
No.